Brother and sister, good morning.
我们很高兴我们星期天来到主的殿中，我们一起来敬拜。
Very happy we can get together on Sunday morning to worship our Lord.
有一部电影不知大家有没有看过哈。
Have you ever seen this movie?
那是 Nicolas Cage 他主演的。
Nicolas Cage was the actor.
那电影的名字叫 It Could Happen to You.
The name of the movie is called It Could Happen to You.
讲的是一个纽约市的警察。
And talk about the police in New York.
那么他有一次到一个 diner 去吃饭。
And one time he went to a diner to eat.
那么他在结账的时候发现他没有足够的钱来付小费。
But then he realized he did not have enough money to pay the tips.
于是他就和这个接待他的这个女侍应生说抱歉，我没有足够的钱付你的小费。
And so he told the waitress, I did not have enough money to pay your tips.
不过呢，我呢，刚刚买了一张乐透奖的奖券。
But I just got a lotto ticket.
那么，如果我得了乐透奖的话
，If I won the lotto,
我分一半给你。
I will pay your half.
所以这女侍应生也没有当回事儿哈，好吧，你没有小费就没有小费。
The waitress did not pay attention, so if you didn't have enough money, that's okay.
好啊，如果你真的得奖，那说不定我就会得到一半。
So if you really win the lotto, I will get half.
那她也没有把这个事情放在心上。
So she never paid attention to it.
但是谁知道这个警察真的中了乐透奖。
Well, nevertheless, the police actually won the lotto.
那么他中了奖之后，他还是信守诺言。
He is making his promise.
他是坚持要把一半的这个奖分给这个女的侍应生。
He insists to give the half the lotto money to the waitress.
那么这个电影的故事也就因此展开了。
And so this is the storyline.
我们当中是不是有人买过乐透奖的
？So have you ever buy a lotto?
没有人买过。
You never bought a lotto?
一次都没有买过。
Never?
Wow. 中乐透奖的比率啊，他们说大概啊是亿万分之一哈。
So the chance of winning a lotto is one of a billion.
那么比你在这个高速公路上出车祸死亡的这个几率啊还要低很多。
It's much smaller than you dying in a car accident.
但是每一次当这个奖金创纪录的时候
，But whenever the money prize hit the record，
那么很多的人呢、都是趋之若鹜啊
，And people go crazy to buy it，
因为毕竟最后还是有人要获奖的。
Eventually, someone will win the prize。
所以呢，大家还是想碰碰运气。
So therefore, everybody want to take a chance。
说不定你就会中奖。
Well, I may be the winner。
那我以前住的。刚来美国住的一个房东，那美国老太太，她是意大利的后裔的人。
And one time I lived in a house, my landlord was an Italian old lady.
那么她呢，退休了，年纪又大，没有什么事，她每一次都买乐透奖。
She retired so that she didn't have much to do, so she buy lotto every time.
所以每个星期，那个时候不像现在，那个时候你要打电话去才能知道你会不会中奖。
It's not like now, those days that you have to make a phone call to find out whether you win or not.
那么我想在我搬进去住之前，他已经可能买了很多年了。
Before I even move in, she probably bought so many years.
从来没中过。
And never won the lotto.
我住那儿那几年的话，他还是坚持买哈。
But she insists continue to buy the lotto.
所以她电话账单来都是乐透奖的号码。
And so her telephone bill is always to call the whether she won or not.
那么在我住那几年她也没有得过奖。
But she never won.
但是其实道理很简单。
But the reason is very simple.
虽然几率很小啊。
Even the chances are small.
这个因为投资很少啊。
Because the investment is low.
你就花一块钱或者几块钱。
And you spend few dollars.
但是你投资的回报是非常高的。
But the return is huge.
所以人们还是愿意尝试。
And the people want to try it.
其实啊，很多的其他事情也是同样的道理。
And many things are the same reason.
如果一件事情它可能性很高，那么大家自然都会乐意去投入哈。
And people want to put an effort in if the possibility is high.
那我们自然就会全力以赴，对不对
？And we'll make it. All way in.
因为人生我们有很多的这样的计算。
And because there's not a lot of a calculation like that.
我们要把我们的财富、我们的时间和我们的精力放在哪里
？We want to invest our time and the money into the right place.
我们希望它放在一个地方，我们得到一个最有价值的东西和最高的回报。
So we want to get the highest return from whatever we invested.
但是遗憾的是，很多的时候我们投入的东西。它就不一定有回报。
Unfortunately, a lot of times the area we invested, we have no return.
那么今天我要跟大家分享的是一些我们可以投入有100%的可能性你会得到。
And today I'm going to talk about the area you invested, you will get 100% return.
那你听了说啊，陈牧师，你说的是真的吗
？And you say question, Pastor Chen, is that real?
天下居然有这样的美事
？Can that really be so good？
问题就是，居然有这么高回报的事情
？Can you really have 100% return？
为什么试的人确实不是很多呢
？But then the people try are few。
其实我们要发挥我们个人的潜能啊，常常遇到一些挑战。
And so very often, if we realize our potential, we face some challenges.
就像我刚才说的，我们首先要算一算这个可能性有多少。
First, we need to calculate the possibilities.
如果可能性比较低的话，但是我们还是可以努力的哈。
And if the chances are low, maybe we can make an effort to it.
如果我们看这个事情绝对是一点可能都没有的。
If it is impossible.
就是最小的代价我们也不愿意付出。
We don't want to pay any price.
第二个我们就要算一算我们是不是得不偿失。
And secondly, we have to really balance the risk and benefits.
我们可能要为一个学位。
Maybe for a degree.
或者说是为一段感情。
A romance.
或者是为我们的事业等等。
Our career.
我们愿不愿意付出我们的努力
?Well, are we willing to pay that effort?
如果说我们要读一个学位发现哇这个学位我要花好多的钱去投资的。
If we talk about degree, we have to invest so much money.
那么几年下来我可能要欠了很多的债。
After a few years, we have a lot of debt.
如果我毕业之后我发现找了一份工作你每年只能挣这个30,000的薪水。
And after graduation, you only earn about $30,000 a year.
所以你就要想想，那我是不是应该去投资做这个事
？And then you ask yourself, should I make that investment?
可能我们的事业发展到一定程度的话，你知道事业有封顶的时候。
And so you know that even your career, you hit the ceiling.
你如果看不到你有希望的话，你是不是还乐意付出努力
？If you don't see the hope or potential, will you still invest it?
所以我们的希望，我们付出努力是物有所值。
We wanted that have a great return after we invested.
可是当这个情况改变的时候，我们就会有这样的怀疑。
And so if the circumstance changes, sometimes we have a doubt.
那么认识耶稣之后我们的信心都会随之增长。
So after we know Jesus, our faith starts to grow.
我们知道上帝是无所不知的神。
Well, we know the God is omniscient.
是无所不能的神。
Omnipotent.
那么我们发达的机会好像似乎是板上钉钉了。
And so our opportunity in God seems certain.
我们刚刚信主的时候会神很回应我们的祷告。
When we just start know Christ, we know God usually answer our prayers.
那么我们就满怀希望。
And we have full of hope.
但是久而久之呢总会有一些个事情不随我们的心意。
And gradually, sometimes it does not go to our wishes.
所以这个时候我们就常常会有一些想法。
And sometimes now we start have thinking.
是上帝不能够做呢还是上帝不愿意做
?Is that God does not want to do or just what he cannot do?
或者说神没有回应我们的祷告是他根本就不在乎我。
Or maybe he didn't answer our prayer because he doesn't care.
那我们认识有一位宣教士是我们以前教会的会友。
And there's one missionary is our church member.
那么这一对夫妻他们当时出去的时候啊要奉献哈。
And before they go out, and they dedicate themselves.
真是很有神的恩赐。
And filled with God's blessing.
因为他们在传福音上面真的神很祝福他。
And God really bless them when they especially preach gospel.
所以他们蛮有热情地奉献出去。
So they dedicate themselves.
但是他们奉献之后不久啊。
Shortly after that.
那么就发现这个妻子怀孕就有了第二个小孩。
And so the wife was pregnant with their second child.
那么这个第二个孩子在体检的时候发现呢，是一个有唐氏综合症的孩子。
And so when they found out during the pregnancy that he was has a Down syndrome.
所以他们就要面临一个决定，这个孩子是要还是不要。
They're facing a decision whether they want to keep the child or not.
那么他们对这个信仰的认知是，他觉得是不可以堕胎。
And their understanding of their faith is they cannot have abortion.
但是要把这个孩子生下来，那么大家都知道，一个正常的孩子做父母，你都要付出很大的代价。
And so if they have decided to have this child, even the normal child, they have to pay a lot of energy and price.
那么你生下一个残疾的孩子的话，哇，这个代价更是没有办法计算。
You have to pay a huge price when you have a handicapped child.
那么最后他们决定把这个孩子生下。
But then decide to have the child.
是一个真的，确实是一个唐氏综合症的孩子。
And the child was born with Down syndrome.
那么这个一个残疾的孩子，但是在他们的生命当中，对他们的改变远远比一个正常的孩子要大得很多。
But this Down syndrome child changed their life exceedingly more than they have a regular normal child.
所以有时候我们常常会想，为什么这些事情会发生啊？
But very often we think about that why those things happen to us.
什么时候我们的祷告好像上帝就很回应。
And why there's sometimes God answer our prayers.
那有些时候好像我们的祷告就像石沉大海一样。
And sometimes our prayer go to the deep sea.
是上帝特别的挑剔呢，还是我们不受他的青睐？
But because the God is very critical or because he just not favoring us.
或者像我们常常用的这个自动售货器一样。
Or it's like a vending machine.
那么美国这个到处都有这种自动售货器。
And there's a vending machine everywhere.
那么你这个有时候把钱塞进去它不出东西的。
And sometimes when you put the money in, nothing come out.
所以你要踹它两脚，那东西
就出来。And sometimes you need to kick the vending machine.
好像那是不是我们祷告就像不知摁哪个 button 啊？
Yeah, it's almost like when we pray, we have no idea which button we need to press.
我不知道哪一个按钮我们摁下去好像才会有反应。
We have no idea which button that will really have a response.
今天我们就继续来思考亚伯拉罕。
And so today, let's continue to think about Abraham.
我们看到当亚伯拉罕遇见神的时候和撒拉遇见神的时候，他给我们的启示是什么？
And let's look at when Abraham meet God and also Sarah meet God, and what can we learn from them?
或许他们的经历告诉我们的可以帮助我们更好的认识神。
And so their experience can help us know God better.
那么我们看的经文今天就在创世纪的第十八章第一节到第十五节。
The verse we look at is Genesis chapter 18, verse 1 to 15.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开圣经创世纪第十八章。
So please turn your Bible if you have one, and Genesis chapter 18.
我们来看第一节到第十五节。
And let's read 1 to 15.
我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
Pastor Chan will read Chinese, I will read English.
请大家打开圣经。
Let's open our Bible.
创世纪第十八章。
Chapter 18.
耶和华在曼利橡树那里向亚伯拉罕显现出来，那时正热，亚伯拉罕坐在帐篷门口。
The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mary when he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day.
举目观看，见有三个人在对面站着，他一见就从帐篷门口跑去迎接他们，伏伏在地。
Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bow low to the ground.
说，我主，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你不要离开仆人往前去。
He said, if I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by.
容我拿点水来，你们洗洗脚，在树下歇息歇息。
Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree.
我再拿一点饼来，你们可以加添心力，然后往前去。你们既到仆人这里来，理当如此。他们说， 就照你说的行吧。
Let me get you something to eat so you can be refreshed and go on your way now that you have come to your servant. Very well, they answered. Do as you say.
亚伯拉罕急忙进帐篷见撒拉说，你速速拿三西亚细面调和做饼。
So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. Quick, he said, get 3 seers of the fine flour and knead it and then bake some bread.
亚伯拉罕又跑到牛群里牵了一只又嫩又好的牛犊来交给仆人，仆人急忙预备好了。
Then he ran to the herd and select a choice, tender calf and give it to the servant who hurried to prepare it.
亚伯拉罕又取了奶油和奶并预备好的牛犊来摆在他们面前，自己在树下站在旁边，他们就吃了。
He then brought some curds and milk and the calf and had been prepared and set them before them. While you ate, he stood near them under a tree.
他们问亚伯拉罕说，你妻子撒拉在哪里？他说，在帐篷里。
Where is your wife Sarah? They asked him. There in the tent, he said.
三个人中有一位说，到明年这时候，我必要回到你这里，你的妻子撒拉必生一个儿子。撒拉在那人后边的帐篷门口也听见了这话。
Then the Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him.
亚伯拉罕和撒拉年纪老迈，撒拉的月经已经断绝了。
Abraham and Sarah were already old and well advanced in years, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing.
撒拉心里暗笑说，我既已衰败，我主也老迈，岂能有这喜事呢？
So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, after I am worn out and my master is old, why have I this pleasure?
耶和华对亚伯拉罕说，撒拉为什么暗笑说，我既已年老，我真能生养吗？
Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and said, will I really have a child now that I am old?
耶和华岂有难成的事吗？到了日期，明年这时候，我必回到你这里，撒拉必生一个儿子。
Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son.
撒拉就害怕不承认，说我没有笑。那位说，不然，你实在笑了。
Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, I did not laugh. But he said, yes, you did laugh.
那么，这段经文就记载了上帝对亚伯拉罕的又一次的显现。
And so this passage recorded that God appeared to Abraham again.
这是上帝在迦南这个地方向亚伯拉罕第五次的显现。
This is the first appearance God appeared to Abraham in Canaan.
按照时间的推测呢，大概是在17章，我们上一章的割礼之约之后。
So if you look the time, probably is after the covenant of the circumcision.
但是时间应该是离那个不是很久发生的事。
Probably is happened shortly after.
因为这里第十节跟第14节两次讲到明年这个时候。
And so they, verse 10 and 14 both said next year this time.
那么这跟17章讲到明年这个时候发生的事情，这时间上基本是吻合的。
Is actually coinciding with the chapter 17:21.
但是上帝的这一次的显现跟前面几次完全都不一样。
But this time God appeared to them is totally different than the past.
因为以前的话，上帝是说上帝的话语临到了亚伯拉罕。
And in the past, it was God's voice.
那么，或者说，上亚伯拉罕在异象当中遇见了神。
Or Abraham met God in his vision.
但是这里却是讲到，上帝是以人的形象出现在亚伯拉罕的面前。
But here talk about God appeared to him in the form of a human.
那第一部分是从第一节到第八节。
And so the first part is talk about verse 1 to verse 8.
那么讲的是亚伯拉罕来接待这三位访客。
And it talk about that Abraham received visitors.
那么第二部分呢，是从第九节一直到第十五节。
And the second part is the verse 9 to 15.
这是讲到这些访客
and talk about those visitors.
向亚伯拉罕、撒拉再一次的宣告以撒会降生。
And they talk and continue to proclaim that Isaac will be born.
那这三位访客，我们知道其中一位就是上帝。
And three of them, one is the Lord.
我们看到第十节，其中的一位在讲话。
And we talk about that in verse 10, one of the three was talking.
那么十三和十四节直接就讲到这是上帝来讲话。
And then 13 to 14 talk about it was the Lord.
那么从这一章的第十二十二节我们也知道另外两位是天使。
And the other two visitors were angels.
所以呢其中一位是上帝，两位是天使。
One was God and the other two were angels.
显然亚伯拉罕是知道他们的身份。
And the, Abraham knew their identities.
所以我们看到这个第二节就讲到亚伯拉罕是伏伏在地。
And we talk about Abraham bow low to the ground.
而且他口称是我主。
And he called my Lord.
他自己称自己是仆人。
He called himself servant.
特别是这里讲的这个我主这个词是个单数的词。
And talk about my Lord is singular.
所以我们为什么，所以亚伯拉罕是知道这个三个人的身份是什么。
He knew the identity of those three visitors.
那么这里我们也再一次的看到在这个古代近东地区啊，招待这个陌生的人过客是常有的事情。
So in the ancient, Near East, it's very common to entertain strangers.
因为那个地方呢，人比较稀少。
Because there was not a lot, it's not very popular the area.
那么水资源又非常的缺乏。
The, water resource is very limited.
所以这个旅行的人如果遇到了人家呢，常常会被接待会提供水啊和食物。
So people who travel will be entertained by the people who live there.
但是所不同的是亚伯拉罕接待这三个人这个规模却是空前的。
But the scale of how Abraham entertained those three visitors are totally different.
首先我们看到第六节就讲到说是亚伯拉罕让撒拉来准备这个饼。
Well, first is that the Abraham asked Sarah to prepare the bread.
这里的细面呢是讲的是上好的面粉。
And talk about those fine flours, the best of the flour.
我们现在大概很难到，我们现在用的面粉都是很好的面粉。
And now what we use, the flour is always usually pretty good quality.
哦，你知道在古代可不是这样。
But in the ancient time it was totally different.
这种细的面粉是非常贵的。
And those fine flours are extremely expensive.
因为要你从麦子里面提出一般的面粉，你的产量就会比较高。
And so you just get a regular flour that quantity is a lot more.
你要把这个面粉再一次的提纯，再一次的做，那产量就更低，但是那个面粉质量才会比较高。
But in order to make a fine flour, you have to sift through several times.
而且这里讲到是三细呀。的这个量哈
，We talk about three sears.
那么这个量呢，大概是相当于我们现在两个加仑
，equivalent to 2 gallons，
或者是8升的面粉
，or 8 liters。
那这个量大的面粉给三个人吃，这是绰绰有余的。
And for that quantity is definitely more than enough for three people.
而且我们还要看到亚伯拉罕不但准备了面粉、奶和奶油，而且他准备了什么？肉牛小牛肚哈。
And beside the flour and beside the curd, and also he prepared meat, the a calf.
那么在古代呀、能够吃到这个肉食啊是非常珍贵的。
The meat was scarce.
因为那个时候啊没有冰箱的哈。
And you have to remember there was no refrigerator at that time.
所以呢你要有肉食来了，你宰了一只羊羔的话，你马上就得吃的。
And once you, slaughter a calf, that you need to eat it immediately.
你不吃的话就会变坏的。
And you will be spoiled.
所以呢当时的人呢是一年不是每天都可以吃到肉的。
And so it's not, you don't get a chance to eat the meat every single day.
但是我们特别看到亚伯拉罕选的是一只又嫩又好的牛犊。
And Abraham picked a very young calf.
这个牛犊可比这个羊羔贵重多了。
And the calf is a lot more expensive than sheep.
所以在那个时代的话呢要赶上吃牛肉，大概这一年当中的盛大的节日或是特别的日子才有这样的机会。
So you only have a very rare opportunity to eat calf during a special occasions.
那么我们看到亚伯拉罕来接待他们， 那真是，这是一个丰盛的宴席。
So that was an abundant feast when Abraham entertained those three visitors.
那么上帝为什么会来到迦南这个地方？
Why did Lord come to visit them?
我们看到第一个，他首先是见到亚伯拉罕跟撒拉，向他们再一次宣告以撒降生的这个消息。
He wanted to declare that Isaac is going to be born next year.
这是上帝的祝福。
That's his blessing.
但是还有另外一件事。
But there's another thing.
那就在这一章的后半部分，它是什么？上帝要来审判。
And then God pronounced there will be judgment.
就是要审判索多玛跟俄摩拉这两个城市。
Sodoma and then it will judge those two cities.
所以由此我们可以看到，上帝不但是会介入我们人类的生活。
Besides, God will intervene our lives.
而且他是明察秋毫的。
And also that He knows everything.
所以上帝亲自出行，则肯定是一件大事要发生。
And so we know there's something major things going to happen when God appeared to Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕是非常殷勤的接待客人。
And so he was taking care of his visitors.
我们看到他的行动哈。
We can see his actions.
那么首先在第二节他是怎么样？他是看到了这些人，他就跑去迎接他们。
So first in verse 2, he talked about he hurried.
那么后边在第六节的话，他就急忙进了帐篷。
And hurriedly go to the tent.
他告诉萨拉，你要速速的来做饭。
He told Sarah that quickly to make the meal.
那么后边到了第七节，他又跑到了牛群那里。
And now verse 7 talk about he ran to the calf.
弟兄姐妹，想到这是一个将近一百岁的人呢、啊。
And you have to think about this. Abraham was 100 year old.
而且那个时候天气非常的炎热。
And the weather was hot.
但是我们看到亚伯拉罕这个接待，这个他真是这样的真心在那里面。
He was a serious want to receive his three visitors.
所以他为人客人预备好了宴席，他自己。在第八节说，他就站在一旁伺候他们。
He prepared the feast, but he stood by.
所以弟兄姐妹，当上帝来到我们当中的时候，我们就是要这样的敬虔跟恭敬才。
And when God come to us, that's how we need to treat our Lord.
但是这一章主要的只是讲到上帝对以撒出生的一个宣告。
And here actually to talk about Lord, how Lord make an announcement.What's going to happen? Isaac is going to be born next year.
这个宣告在第十七节已经讲过了。
And so in 17, already talk about it.
那么这里又重复的讲了一次。
Why does the Lord repeat it again?
他为什么会要重复再讲呢？
Why does the Lord want to repeat again?
弟兄姐妹，当上帝重复的时候，就说明这个事情非常重要。
That when God want to repeat things, that means this thing is extremely important.
那么这一段特别记载的是撒拉的反应。
And so here, this passage talk about Sarah's reaction.
那么十节说撒拉听见了这话。
And so the verse 10 talk about Sarah heard this.
所以第十一节就讲到说，这个作者的自述就说，亚伯拉罕也老了。
And in verse 11 talk about Abraham was old.
那么撒拉已经过了生育的年龄。
And Sarah is passing the childbearing age.
那么在第十二节也是出自撒拉之口。
And so from verse 12, it came from Sarah.
那么第十三节甚至上帝来重复撒拉所讲的话。
And so was verse 13 that God repeat what Sarah said.
特别强调当时这个环境，这个是在现实当中不可能发生的事情。
And emphasize that thing that was not is very difficult to happen.
这就为什么萨拉的反应是暗笑。
So that's why the reaction from Sarah was that she laughed.
所以我们看到第十二节，萨拉在心里面暗笑。
And Sarah secretly laughed.
我们大家还记得不记得我们上次讲的时候，亚伯拉罕听到这个消息的时候，他的反应是什么？
What was Abraham's reaction when he heard the first
time?
He also laughed secretly.
所以你看这夫妻两个的反应都很相似，是不是？
And so their reaction was similar.
所以笑了这个词在这一段出现了很多次。
And laugh, this word has appeared many times.
至少出现了有四次。
At least appear four times.
那么十二节、十四节跟十五节。
And verse 12, 14 and 15.
就表明说，我们听到了神要做的事情，我们自然的反应就是什么？哈哈，这可能吗？
So that we, our reaction when we heard what God's going to do is like, ha ha, laugh, how can it be?
上帝特别告诉你生的这个孩子起名要叫什么？叫以撒。
God indicated that when the son's born, his name should be called Isaac.
以撒的意思是什么？
What's the meaning of Isaac?
以撒的意思就是说他笑了。
And meaning that he laughed.
他是谁？
Who's he?
不是亚伯拉罕。
Not Abraham.
不是撒拉。
Not Sarah.
是上帝。
Is God.
因为我们看到当最后以撒出生的时候是谁在笑了？
When God was born, who laughed?
上帝在笑。
God laughed.
所以上帝笑在了最后。
And God laughed last.
我们看第十四节，这里说上帝亲自讲的，耶和华岂有难成的事吗？
Verse 14, let's see it. Is anything too hard for the Lord?
这是本段经文的主题跟核心呢。
This is the theme and focus of this passage.
那么上帝终将将这不可能的事情变成了事实。
God eventually turned the impossible into reality.
在上帝那里有无限的可能。
In God, there's infinite possibilities.
那么当我们听到这个故事的时候，我们就想，是啊，上帝是为亚伯拉罕和撒拉做这个事情。
So when you heard the story, yeah, God did it for Sarah and Abraham.
那么上帝会不会为我们成就这个无限的可能？
Will God do this impossible for us?
最近我有机会读到一个基督徒写的见证。
And lately I've been reading a Christian's testimony.
那么这个基督徒他是在他三十多岁的时候，他突然被诊断出患有脑瘤。
And so he was diagnosed with brain tumor when he was in his 30s.
那么医生检查出来之后说马上要做手术。
And so once the physician diagnosed that he needed to have surgery right away.
你知道这个脑瘤做手术是非常麻烦的。
You know, it's very complicated to have a brain operation.
那么很多人脑瘤做完手术之后啊，大概都已经不能像正常人再有那种正常人的功能。
Very often, after the operation, a lot of people lost the normal function.
所以呢他们全家人都是在一起为他祷告。
So the whole family prayed together.
我想教会也在为他们祷告。
The church were praying for them as well.
那么这个基督徒当时他也在神面前祈求，这个是好像晴天霹雳一样。
And so this is shocking news to this person.
因为三十多岁他有孩子，他有老婆，然后孩子还很小嘛。
When he was in his 30, he has a wife and young children.
所以这个事情简直是令人难以相信。
It's very hard to take it.
他就求神来医治他。
He asked the Lord to heal him.
那么神给他的确信说，你会得到医治。
God assured him he will be healed.
哦，神的确信是这样子，但是接下来几个月所发生的事情啊，完全跟他的期望是不一样的。
So God assured him that, but the things that happened after that are totally different than what he expected.
所以他手术之后啊，他这个就是他的右半身就不能就瘫痪就不能动了。
So after the surgery, his right side was paralyzed.
说接下来的几个月，他一直住在这叫 convalescent home 那些地方。
So a few months after that, he was living a convalescent home.
慢慢的恢复。
And to recover slowly.
那么后来他恢复的好一点，也是需要有拐杖。
And even though after he recovered some extent, he still needs to use a cane.
完全不能像一个正常人。
He cannot live like a normal person.
那么事情更糟糕的是，过了几个月之后呢，他又去检查，发现这个肿瘤又回来了。
Make a matter worse that few months later that he found out that his tumor came back again.
医生说没办法，还要再做手术。
So the doctor said we have to do another operation.
那么做手第二次做手术之后，他这个做完之后，医生就跟他说了，完全没有像第一次那么乐观哈。
And so after the second operation, the physician was not optimistic.
那么医生就说这个肿瘤啊没有办法完全拿掉。
So the surgeon actually said he could not get rid of all this tumor.
因为那个肿瘤所在的地方太复杂，没有办法的哈。
So the location of the tumor was very complicated.
所以这个时候啊，真是非常的绝望啊。
And so he really lost hope.
那么第一次以为做干净的，那么居然还会几个月就长回来了。
And the first surgery, he thought that tumor was gone, but then it came back again.
那么这次居然有一些肿瘤还在脑子里，那说不定几个月以后不定长成什么样子。
And so the second surgery that his tumor still, part of tumor still in there, so he have no idea what's going to happen.
没有人抱任何的希望。
Nobody had a hope.
但是神就是垂听了祷告。
But however, that God listened the prayer.
那么一年之后，当这个医生都放弃希望的时候，他再一去复查，发现肿瘤完全的消失。
So 1 year later, he went back to his doctor. The tumor was totally gone.
那么到今年的话，已经五年过去了。
So till now, it's almost 5 years.
那么他已经恢复得很好，不需要拐杖。
He recovered fully.
那么，但是呢，他的肿瘤也没有再回来。
And the tumor never came back.
所以神很奇妙的医治了他。
God miraculously healed him.
所以弟兄姐妹，神现在依然做那个不可能的事情。
So, dear brother and sister, God's still doing the impossible.
大家知道，这个事情就发生我们在周围啊。
And these things can happen around us as well.
那么这个得肿瘤的基督徒就是戴姐妹的女婿啊。
And the person who got the tumor is the son-in-law of Sister Dai.
神依然在做那些不可能的事情。
God's still doing the impossible.
那有人以为啊，这个故事就是关于亚伯拉罕好客。
Very often we think the story has been the hospitality of Abraham.
因为新约曾经就引用这个故事来赞扬亚伯拉罕的。
And because the, in the New Testament, praise Abraham.
其实这里面主题并不是讲到亚伯拉罕好客。
And here is not talk about hospitality of Abraham.
是讲到上帝跟亚伯拉罕之间那种亲密无间的关系。
It's talk about the intimate relationship with God and Abraham.
所以上帝以人的形象来显现。
God appeared to Abraham in a human form.
在亚伯拉罕的帐篷之外来吃亚伯拉罕为他预备的。
And had a meal outside Abraham's tent.
这是一个何等美妙的机会。
This is what beautiful picture.
所以而且用这个机会再一次向撒拉宣告。
And use this opportunity continue to tell Sarah.
他要为亚伯拉罕成就那个不可能的事情。
He's going to accomplish something that's impossible for Abraham.
所以为了这个原因呢，圣经里就讲亚伯拉罕是上帝的朋友。
For this reason, in the Bible talk about that Abraham was called God's friend.
所以无独有偶啊，我们知道耶稣基督也称他的门徒是什么？是他的朋友。
Coincidentally, Jesus called his disciple friends.
在约翰福音15章15节，那么耶稣这样讲说：“我不再，你们不再是仆人，我称你们做朋友。”
And in the John 15:15, talk about you are no longer my the servant, you are my friend.
因为那么仆人不知道主人做的事情。
And so the servant does not, do not know what the master do.
那么我将会告诉你们我要做的事情。
But I will tell you what I'm going to do.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们知道说，我们和耶稣基督的关系是这样一个亲密无间的关系。
So we know the relationship between us and Jesus is such a close relationship.
所以我们像亚伯拉罕一样有那样的特权。
And so we have this.Special privilege like Abraham.
所以我们也可以跟神有那种亲密无间的关系。
So we can also have such intimate relationship with the Lord.
那么耶稣和他的门徒是一同坐席的。
And we know that Jesus sat with his disciples.
就好像上帝在亚伯拉罕帐篷之外坐席一样。
And just like the God actually sat.
我们知道那是最后的晚餐，对不对
？And we know that was the last supper.
那么我们一会儿就要守圣餐，也是为了纪念耶稣与我们坐席的。
And so we're going to remember the last supper, just remember Jesus sat with his disciple.
而且耶稣基督应许我们，他将来再来的时候，在启示录，他跟我们要一同坐席。
So Jesus has promised that one day he's going to come again. He will sit with us.
所以。我们同样可以享受上帝与我们之间那种亲密无间的关系。
So therefore, we can totally enjoy such a great intimate relationship with the Lord.
这个关键 就在于我们的信心。
The key is up to our faith.
亚伯拉罕相信上帝给他的应许。
And Abraham believed God's promise.
所以我们也必须有这样的信心才能够经历神的奇妙。
We have to have this faith in order to experience God's power.
所以圣经里有很多神的应许。
And in the Bible, there's so many promises.
我们其实就是要相信。
We just need to believe.
很多的时候我们不能够经历神的能力，就是我们没有把我们的信心摆上。
And often we cannot experience God's power is because we do not have enough faith.
那么大家都很熟悉耶稣的应许，耶稣这个应许讲到，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，怎么样？我就使你们得安息。
And in the Bible actually talk about, come to me, all you who labor are heavy laden, I will give you rest.
我们大家都很熟悉这个经文的。
We're very familiar with this verse.
我们要想得到神给我们的安息。
In order to receive that rest.
那么前提就是我们愿意将我们的重担交给耶稣。
The premise is that we're willing to give the burden to the Lord.
有一次牧师在教会看到这个弟兄，哎呀，脸色不太好看。
And one time this pastor saw one brother that did not look good.
他说，弟兄啊，主日来到教会为什么不能欢欢喜喜的呢？
And when you come to church on Sunday, well, how come you're not very joyful?
这弟兄说，哎呀，我实在是没有办法欢喜。
And this brother said, I cannot be joyful.
实在是忧愁。
I have a lot of worries.
有什么忧愁啊？
What kind of worry do you have?
忧愁就现在到了要交这个房地产税的时候。
And so he was worried about to pay for the property tax.
这牧师一想，是啊，这个是忧愁，每年到交房地产税是一大笔钱。
And so this is the worrisome that every year at this time we have to pay a lot of property tax.
这弟兄说，牧师啊，你不知道，我有三个房子。
And this brother said, well, you just don't know, I have three houses.
那牧师想，是这是挺大的重担哈。
Oh yeah, this is pretty serious.
我们大家有一个房子交的房地产税都很紧张了哈。
And so we're really getting nervous to pay one house property tax.
你就夫妻两个人，你干嘛需要三个房子？
But you only have one couple, why do you need three houses?
哎呀，牧师你不知道，我快要退休了不是吗？
And so the brother said, yeah, you know, I'm very close to retire.
那么人家说了，这个退休啊，你如果没有几百万的话，你是不行的。
And so if you're doing the retirement, you don't have a few million dollars, you can't make a living.
所以我要努力呀。
So I have to work hard.
所以得有三个房子。
I have to have three houses.
重担挑在肩上。
So there's a lot of burdens.
弟兄姐妹，我们很多的时候就是有很多这样的重担。
And brother, dear brother and sister, we all carry our own burdens.
我们不乐意把我们的重担交给耶稣。
We refuse to unload the burden to Jesus.
那么可能有些时候啊，更糟糕哈，我们不但自己担自己的重担。
And make a matter worse, sometimes we carry our own burden.
很多不属于我们的重担，我们也拿过来背在自己的身上。
Very often the burden do not even belong to us, we are taking as well.
不是属于自己的重担也背着。
And we carry those unnecessary burdens.
不但背的时候我们把那重担还绑在自己的身上。
And besides we carry it, and sometimes we even tie it up.
那么你想拿都拿不下去的。
And you can't even unload it.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天来到主的面前，我们是不是身上觉得压力很大？
So today we come before the Lord, do we carry a lot of heavy burdens?
那就是说我们还没有把重担交给耶稣。
Because we have not learned to give the burden to Jesus.
当我们有这样的信心，乐意把我们的重担交给耶稣的时候，
When we have a faith willing to unload the burden,
我们才能够享受在耶稣基督里的安息。
So we can enjoy the rest in Christ.
所以啊，圣经其实有不少这样的应许。
So there are a lot of commands with such promise in the Bible.
说如果我们按着去做的话，我们居然会蒙福的。
If we act accordingly, we will be blessed.
其实非常简单的事情。
It's pretty easy.
不需要太复杂。
And don't get complicated.
我想我们有的时候就把事情搞得太复杂。
And very often we'll make things worse.
那有一次我回到这个 Richmond 的教会，我以前在那边读书，到那个教会去讲道哈。
And so one time I returned to Richmond Church, I went to there to preach.
那么我就讲啊，这个丈夫怎么样去爱妻子啊，妻子怎么去顺服丈夫。
So I preached about how the husband needs to love the wife needs to submit herself to the husband.
那我觉得我讲得很好。
I thought I did a pretty good job.
非常开心。
And everybody was happy.
讲完之后
afterwards，
然后孟师母，我以前的牧师的师母哈，
and the pastor's wife， 孟，
他说金昌啊，你讲得很好。
And she said, oh, you spoke well。
不过其实呢，你不需要讲那么多。
But you really don't need to speak that much。
这个是不是神的诫命
？And what this is the God's commandment？
你就照着去做就好了。
And you just do it。
你更不需要再讲第二句话。
And you don't need to do add more things。
你肯定蒙福。
You will be blessed。
这句话真是讲的非常确实。
This is true。
很多圣经经不是我们不知道。
And very often it's not we don't know what Bible teaches。
Oh yeah, 这个 you're right。
Yeah, you're right。
这圣经是这样讲的，但是 but。
Yeah, Bible did say that. However, but。
我们不按着去做。
But we don't do accordingly。
其实圣经里有这样的应许，就在马拉基书第三章第十节哈。
So it's in the recording in the Malachi。
这里面讲到说万军之耶和华说
This is mighty Lord，
你们要将当纳的十分之一全然速入仓库，使我家有粮。
And so you give the tenth and to the Lord，
以此试试我。
And you can test me，
是否为你们敞开天上的窗户。
Or open the gate，
请福于你们。
And to pour the blessing to you，
甚至无处可容。
And so is pouring exceedingly。
圣经中像这样的应许真的不是很多的。
And there are not that many promises in that Bible、like、
神甚至跟我们说你来试试我。
And God actually said you can come to test me，
你看看我会不会赐福给你。
And look see if I will bless you。
其实就是非常简单，你照着去做肯定蒙福。
And so it's very simple. As long you are willing to do it, and God will give it to you.
所以当我们做上帝要我们做那些可能的事的时候，
And when we do follow God, follow whatever the things we can do,
上帝必然会为我们成就那些不可能的事。
And God's going to accomplish that impossible.
所以今天我们研读这个上帝向亚伯拉罕的显现这个故事。
And today we study that, God appeared in Abraham.
所以再一次的提醒我们。
And continue to remind us.
上帝现在依然活跃在我们的生活中。
God's still active in our life.
上帝既然从一个枯干的母腹当中能够创造出生命。
And God can create a life from a withered womb.
他的能力也必然能够使我们经历那无限的可能。
His power can help us to experience that impossible.
那么在第二次世界大战争中，美国有一个很著名的将领，他叫巴顿。
And so there was a very famous general, his name is Burton.
那么他最著名的战争就是他带领第三军团在法国作战。
And so there is a famous one, actually is a George Patton.That he was leading during a war.
他的军队是快速的推进。
And so he was moving his army quickly.
那么把这个德军呢，他就一直插到德军的后翼。
And 插到 so
的后方。
So he went a back of the enemy.
那么在他到了这个法德边界的时候哈。
And so during the border of the France.
他遇到了一个大麻烦。
And there was a big trouble.
那个是当时这个天气非常的不好。
The weather was horrible.
那一年是非常的冷。
And it was extremely cold.
那么连续的天气，阴天、下雪、下冰，军队根本都没有办法行走。
And there's no way they can continue to move on because it was snowing so bad.
而且因为他的军队推进的很快。
Because he was moving his army pretty quick.
如果他不能实现他的作战计划的话，
If he cannot accomplish his plan,
不但他的作战计划不能得胜
，and beside that he's going to be defeated.
那么他甚至有被人敌人来围歼的这个可能性。
So he probably the whole army probably can be killed by the enemy as well.
于是他就把那个随军的牧师找来了。
So he asked the pastor accompany the chaplain accompany、
yeah.
the army.
那么这个随军的牧师他请他写一份祷告词。
So the chaplain asked him to write a prayer.
这个后来非常成了一个非常著名的祷告词。
And it became very famous.
因为他相信上帝是站在他这一边。
He believed God is on his side.
他相信他上帝一定会祝福这个正义的战争。
He believed that God it will be blessed to justify war.
于是他请全军的将士从上到下，每个人都要为这个天气祷告。
She asked everyone that in the troop to pray for this.
那么神果真就垂听了他的祷告。
God listened the prayer.
给了他六天晴朗的天气。
Given the six very sunny days.
所以他就可以按照行军的计划取得了一个阶段性的胜利。
So he was able to defeat the enemy.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们去做那些可能事的时候
，So brother and sister, when we can do things that are possible,
上帝就会为我们成就那些不可能的事。
God will accomplish those impossible.
因为他是一位无限可能的上帝。
Because he is a God that can do impossible.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们话语。
Dear Heavenly God, we just thank you for your words.
我们也谢谢你在我们当中所成就的美好的工作。
We want to thank you for the beautiful things in our lives.
主啊，你是信实的神。
You're a faithful God.
你是成就那无限可能的神。
You're going to be accomplished those are impossible.
让我们来到你的面前，我们这是求主赐给我们像亚伯拉罕那样的信心一样。
We will come before you that help us to have the faith of Abraham.
让我们能够按照主你的应许来迈出我们信心的脚步。
According to your promise that we can step one step at a time.
也愿主你在我们当中成就那美好的善功。
And so the continue to complete those beautiful work.
愿世人知道说你是那又真又活的神。
When the world know you are the faithful, the true God.
愿主你在我们的生命中掌王权。
And you will be the sovereignty God in our lives.
愿主你在我们所做的一切的事上得荣耀。
In everything we do that you will be glorified.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We'll pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.